Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Justin Oceans. He is the Chief Investment Officer at NRDC Equity Partners and co-founder of Jeff Works, a new incredibly affordable co-working space for remote workers that recently opened its doors in South Plainfield, New Jersey and Trumbull, Connecticut, with a flexible, convenient, and affordable hot desk plan, all managed from your smartphone. You gotta love that. And Mr. Oceans, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, certainly our pleasure to have you with us, and looking forward to hearing all the details on Jeff Works. So for starters, tell us, when did you found Jeff Works and where are all the current locations at this time?
Yeah, so Jeff Works began last summer, so summer of 2021, and the first location was opened in New Jersey last fall in a town called South Plainfield. We've just opened, as you mentioned, our second location, which is in Trumbull, Connecticut. That opened just about two and a half months ago. So the venture was kicked off as a partnership between two companies, and the parent company is a company called Jeff Labs, which is where the name comes from. And Jeff Labs is a company based in Spain, actually, in Valencia. And they have a very unique kind of combination of skill sets with the ability to franchise and open locations for entrepreneurs, and also a very strong technology backbone, which kind of forms the foundation for these co-working spaces that are very tech enabled, if you will.
Yeah, I got to tell you, after visiting your website in preparation, man, this is really attractive and pretty awesome what you've got going on here. Now, tell us, what makes Jeff Works different than other co-working spaces? Point those out.
Yeah, so really there's two things. It's really about value and convenience. So co-working, as you know, has grown a lot over the last couple of years, and the pandemic has sort of changed the way that people work. It was already headed in that direction, and I think the pandemic only really accelerated it. So sort of the nature of work has changed, and people demand a lot more flexibility. And so Jeff Works was created to kind of to fill that niche, fill that void, if you will, with a very, very affordable and convenient option. So most co-working spaces, I won't name names, but you know, if you're in an urban center, these types of offerings can run $300 or $400 a month. Jeff Works is available for $15 a month for a standard plan, so it's very affordable. And it was meant to be brought out to neighborhoods where you don't have a traditional co-working space. And so it's something that's available close to people's homes, where it can save them from commuting, even if it's only 1 or 2 days a week. For $15 a month, it's really two cups of coffee. So that's the biggest thing. It's really about the convenience and then the affordability of it. And then we just rolled out, as you mentioned, this new dedicated desk plan, which gives you a little bit more of a full service offering. So if you're looking to replace a home office and you have monitors and more of a full service sort of setup in your house or your office, at Jeff Works, you can now have dual monitors and access to our phone booths, which give you privacy and virtual address and a bunch of other features. And all of those are available for $99.
Tremendous and very, very affordable. That is an understatement. Now, tell us about the new dedicated desk that you recently launched, and what does it offer and for whom is it intended for, and also about the original hot desk.
Yeah, so the original hot desk is really our kind of standard plan, and it's really just intended to give people full flexibility. So that's $15 a month, and you can come and go as much as you please. And people are sort of shocked by that. They expect, you know, on the order of $15 a day. So to understand that you have unlimited access to the main part of the workspace for $15 a month, and that gives you basically just a desk and fast Wi-Fi and lounges and just an area to just kind of socialize and get some work done. The dedicated desk, as I mentioned, is more of a full service sort of offering. So if you're looking to replace your home office or a more sort of complete offering that you might have in a formal office, it gives you monitors, it gives you access to the phone booths, which are normally an extra charge. So if you need to make a phone call for some privacy, you can have one of those. It also gives you virtual address. So a lot of folks are operating a business out of their home, but they don't want to have their actual home listed as their business address. So you can use Jeff Works as your hub for your home-based business, or if you're a freelancer, you can use it and you can actually have mail sent to the location So that's included in the dedicated desk plan. It also gives you a discount on our meeting room spaces. So we have various meeting rooms that you can book through the app. Those are all available in the app, and those are discounted through the dedicated desk membership at about 20% off.
I'm sure there are listeners tuning in today that are excited about the opportunities and potential with having something like this in their neighborhood as well. This is pretty awesome. Once again, today we're speaking with Justin Oceans. He is the Chief Investment Officer at NRDC Equity Partners and also co-founder of Jeff Works, a new incredibly affordable co-working space for remote workers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how does the Jeff Works app make the use of Jeff Works easier, quicker, and better?
Yeah, so really two ways. So it streamlines access to the space. So every door we have is equipped with a smart lock. And so the app gives you access to the space, including all of the meeting rooms. And then it also gives you the ability to book meeting rooms through the app all in one sort of suite. And then when you reserve a meeting room, you're sent a digital key through your phone so you can actually unlock that meeting room using the app. So it's really just meant to make the whole process, including the sign-up process, really all of it is meant to be integrated and really seamless. So again, it's all about just making things easy for the user. So affordable and easy and really streamlined.
It certainly sounds easy and convenient as well and streamlined, no doubt. Now, I'm sure there may be a listener that has a question of this sort. Why use a co-working space as opposed to, say, renting an office or working from home? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, like I said, the nature of work has changed, and a lot of folks through the pandemic learned to work from home. And I think there are still a lot of people who are trying to do that. But I think, you know, and I speak from experience, I have a couple of small kids, three small kids, actually, three boys at home. Even if you have a place to work in your home, number one, it's hard to avoid the distractions that come with being in your home. And number two, I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that we started to crave a little bit of the socialization that we kind of missed out on, especially during the pandemic. So it's about exchange of ideas. It's about finding people to support, you know, elements of if you're building a business and you need some advice on tax or you need some advice on accounting or marketing. We create that network where people can actually exchange ideas and also just socialize. I think we just miss that interaction a little bit. So you definitely miss out on that at home. And then as far as comparing it to a traditional office, it doesn't necessarily have to be a substitute for a traditional office, although for some of our members it is. I think the affordability is a big factor in that. I mean, if you know, if you're renting a traditional office, obviously you're going to pay quite a bit more. And then, you know, also just having that flexibility where it can be a supplement. So some of our members have a traditional office, and maybe they commute from a suburb into New York City or to another major metro. And having one of these close to your home kind of changes it to where you can have 1 or 2 days a week. You know, you can have a different place to go work, and it can save you that 1 or 2 hours. And maybe you make it to your son's soccer game that you couldn't otherwise make it to. You couldn't make it back. Or maybe you make it to a recital. So it just sort of opens up that added flexibility at a very low cost.
Strong points made right there. Makes sense as well. Now, how has the pandemic affected the business, and what kind of companies and clients use the space? Touch on that, if you would.
Yeah, so I mean, the pandemic, like I said, it definitely changed the nature of how people work. I think it only accelerated the technological changes that allow people to work from different places. So I think, you know, this trend was already happening. It just sort of accelerated. It's where people now have the ability to work from anywhere. And I mean, as far as the types of folks that we see, it's really a combination. I mean, at this price point, we have kind of a combination. There's quite a few freelancers. And so we have people who are either starting their own business, or they might be a consultant, marketing consultant, design consultant, tax advisor, people who were working out of their home, either starting their own business, or we also have some enterprise clients as well who work for larger companies, like I mentioned earlier, who either they, you know, there are too many distractions in their home, or they just want to save the commute 1 or 2 days a week. So it really is varied. And that's the beauty of it, is that it sort of creates this network where we have a diversity of membership that sort of builds on itself, and that can sort of, people can support one another. So we've really enjoyed watching, you know, and seeing the types of people who really value this space. And it's going to be fun to continue to watch it grow.
Yeah, understandable as well. Now, speaking of growth, what is next for Jeff Works, and how can people find your locations as you open up others?
Yeah, so our website is jeffworksapp.com, and that has a directory that shows you the various locations that we have. So that lists Trumbull and South Plainfield. Our parent company, so Jeff Labs, actually has a location in Valencia in Spain as well. They're looking to open additional locations in Spain and in Europe, and we are as well in the United States. Right now we're focused on these two locations, but I think there will be more to come. And likely starting in the New York metro and then maybe branching out from there. But right now, the easiest way to find us is just on our website at jeffworksapp.com. You can click on the location. We have information on our plans and the meeting rooms, and you can get any information you need there.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, listeners, for more details, visit jeffworksapp.com. Mr. Ocean's all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, certainly our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Justin Oceans. He is the Chief Investment Officer at NRDC Equity Partners and co-founder of Jeff Works, a new incredibly affordable co-working space for remote workers. And for all the details, simply visit jeffworksapp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.